This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Susan Stamberg, in for Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Today is the second day of forcible evacuations of Jewish settlements in Gaza and in parts of the West Bank. In Gaza, two main pockets of resistance remain. In both places, protesters are holed up inside synagogues. In one of those places today, thousands of soldiers and police marched into the settlement of Kfar Darom and started dragging residents out of their homes and out of a religious school. A standoff continued outside the synagogue where resistors were barricaded behind barbed wire. NPR's Linda Gradstein is in Kfar Darom and joins us now. And Linda, describe what you've been watching.
Well, I'm standing just in front of the synagogue. You may be able to hear the yelling. Many of them teenagers, are yelling at the soldiers who are standing in a ring around the settlement. They're saying, don't participate in this crime. How are you going to sleep at night? What will you tell your children? Trying to apply psychological pressure. They are behind coils of barbed wire. There are orange ribbons. Orange is the color of the anti-withdrawal protesters. They've tied orange ribbons to the barbed wire, and they're standing out on the roof looking at the thousands of police and soldiers who are here. They've brought in ladders and a crane. Some of the police are in riot gear. A little while ago, a group of soldiers went into a local nursery school here, and there were families sitting on the ground holding their children, and they tried to convince them to leave. They talked to them, and when they refused, they picked them up and carried them out and put them on buses. The children were screaming as they were carried out by the police. I think you can hear behind me, the noise is actually getting a little bit louder. They're trying to convince the police and soldiers not to go in. However, the Israeli military officials say that they want to finish this operation by the end of the day.
Linda, do you get the sense that the entire settlement is resisting here, or is this a fraction of the population and the rest have left?
Well, the settlement itself is about 400 people. They've been joined by 1,000 protesters. The families here are not leaving voluntarily. Most of them are very strongly observant Jews. They believe that God wants them to be here. They are not leaving voluntarily, but I've spoken to some families who say they will not violently resist, that when the soldiers come, they will either walk out on their own free will or allow the soldiers to drag them out. However, in this synagogue, they say that they will not leave. These are mostly young people, many of whom live in West Bank Jewish settlements and have come here in the past few weeks.
I want to ask about news in another place, but if things continue to happen in front of you, please break in and tell us. There's resistance continuing in another settlement, Neve Dekalim. What have you learned about what's happening there?
Neve Dekalim is the largest settlement. There were about over 500 families there. Yesterday, about 400 of them either left voluntarily or were taken out. There's about 100 families remaining, as well as about 1,000 also young people in the synagogue there. They're praying, they're singing. Again, they're protesters, many of them from West Bank Jewish settlements who have come, and they also say that they are refusing to leave. However, police say that they're more concerned about the situation in Kfar Darom than the one in Neve Dekalim.
And as this happens, we get news that a settler shot dead 4 Palestinian laborers. And now you have this situation where Ariel Sharon, the Israeli prime minister, is talking about what he calls Jewish terror.
That's right. I mean, yesterday, a driver from a West Bank Jewish settlement whose job is to drive Palestinian workers back and forth had picked up some workers to drive them home. And he stopped at the entrance to the industrial zone where they were working. He threatened the security guard there, took his gun, and opened fire at point-blank range, killing the two workers in the car. He then got out of the car and started running around, killing two more. There was another attack a few weeks ago by an Israeli deserter from the army who killed 4 Israeli Arabs on a bus. Israeli officials say it's definitely something that they're very concerned about, and that they will do, you know, whatever they can to stop it.
Linda, in just a couple of seconds, what's happening in front of you now?
The same thing. The protesters are still here in the synagogue behind the barbed wire. Somebody just threw up some bottles of water to them and some milk. The police are standing in a ring around them. The protesters are playing music now. They say they have no intention of leaving.
NPR's Linda Gradstein is in Gaza. Linda, thanks very much.
Thank you.